Unit 4. Exercise 2.
Welcome back to the Discovery Podcast. This week we are focusing on the phenomenon of mass tourism. Where and when did it begin? And what has it become? It all began in the 19th century. In 1855, an English businessman named Thomas Cook organised the first package tour, taking two English groups on a tour of Belgium, Germany and France. Cook offered a complete holiday package, with the price including travel, accommodation and food. In the years that followed, his company, Thomas Cook & Sons, offered more ambitious package tours. The first American tour in 1866, the first tour of Egypt and Palestine in 1869, and the world's first round-the-world tour in 1872. The company developed its business model further, but continued to offer organised group travel. As time went on, other companies entered this growing market. After World War II, more and more people were earning enough money to take holidays. And, beginning in the 1950s, the interest in package tourism grew steadily, especially in Europe, North America and Japan. Globalisation and developments in commercial air travel played a big role in its development. In the 1990s, the World Wide Web made it easier for customers to research and book package holidays. At the same time, low-cost airlines made it possible for increasing numbers of people to travel to faraway places. The mass tourism industry boomed as people who couldn't afford to go on holiday before now entered the tourism market. Today, mass tourism is a global billion-dollar industry. Package tours take many forms, from all-inclusive holiday resorts in the sun, skiing holiday packages, ocean cruises, to stays in theme parks. According to statistics by one market researcher, package holidays will continue to grow by 5% a year. It's expected that in 5 years' time, there will be over 500 million people booking package holidays.